A fascinating 13-year-long study of over 300,000 women in 10 European countries has found significant associations between women's reproductive history and the chances of dying prematurely or not. Skyping us from the School of Public Health at Imperial College London is the lead author, an expatriate Australian, Melissa Merritt. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you, Norman.
What elements of reproduction did you look at?
So we looked at a whole bunch of reproductive factors. So having children, age at first birth, breastfeeding, oral contraceptive use, age at menarche, or the age that when a woman starts menstruating. And we also looked at oophorectomy and hysterectomy.
So in other words, removing the ovaries, removing the uterus.
Exactly.
And you looked at infertility per se as well.
Yes, infertility as well.
So what did you find? Because a lot of findings that are fascinating.
Yes. So I'll just clarify that it was mortality, but not premature mortality. And so basically, the main findings were that women who had
children... just to clarify, so this is your chances of dying at any age. You can interpret for yourself whether that's early or not.
Yes. So the main findings were that women who had ever had children versus never had children had a lower risk of mortality from any cause. And also among women who had had children, those who had breastfed versus never breastfed had a lower risk of mortality. It was more modest, 8% lower risk. And also for oral contraceptive use, we found that women who had ever used oral contraceptives had a 10% lower risk of mortality versus women who had never used oral contraceptives. But that was only among women who were not smoking.
And the women who'd had babies, there was a sweet spot, wasn't there, of between 26 and 30?
Yes. So among, if you compare the most women had had children between the age of 26 and 30, and we found that women who had had their first child before the age of 20 years or younger, or alternatively, if they were 31 years or older, they had a slightly increased risk of mortality.
Sorry, I interrupted you there.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, and another finding was looking at age at menarche. So when a woman first has her period, we found that if you had your age at menarche at an older age, so if you were 15 years or older versus less than 12, that if you had an older age at menarche, your risk of mortality was lower.
And what about menopause? So
we did look at age at menopause, and it did seem, however, though, because we know that your age at menopause is influenced by your smoking status. So if you're a smoker, your age at menopause tends to be a few years earlier. And so when we kind of looked at the non-smoking women, we really didn't see any association with age at menopause. So we didn't really discuss that too much in the paper.
So in other words, the menopause is confused by smoking. So if you're a smoker, obviously your death rate is going to be higher.
Yes. Yeah. So it seems we weren't really very confident in those results, because when we looked among women who never smoked, we didn't see any association with age at menopause.
Now, there's all sorts of things and the other thing I wanted to ask you is let's talk about it, that your risk of breast cancer is known to be lower if you have, if you breastfeed, you have more babies, your first period was later, because essentially you're having fewer periods in your life driving the tissue of your breasts. Was there any relationship here with the number of cycles you'd had, menstrual cycles you'd had in your life?
No. So we also looked at, we call it total ovulatory lifespan. And so that's basically the difference between your age at menopause and your age at menarche. And you subtract the time that you were pregnant or breastfeeding. We did look at that, and we didn't see any association with mortality.
Now, you might not have had babies because you were infertile. Was there a relationship with infertility?
So we didn't see any association with infertility, and it has been suggested that maybe the difference between women who have children and those who haven't could be that, you know, women who haven't had children, they might have had other chronic conditions. But when we looked at our data, we really didn't see that women who hadn't had children had any indicators that they were less healthy. For example, their body mass index was similar.
In fact, it was almost the opposite, wasn't it? The people who hadn't had babies were probably a bit healthier and a bit better off financially.
Well, they were better educated. So that was the main difference.
And again, there was no relationship if a woman had her ovaries out or a hysterectomy.
No. That didn't seem to impact mortality at all in our study.
Now, there could be, you've already mentioned smoking, there could be a huge number of things that affect, you know, for example, young girls, adolescent girls tend to get their periods later if they're exercising a lot. And you could imagine, well, you know, if they're going to a school where they encourage exercise or parents have got time to take them to after school sport, which almost defines their class, wealth and that sort of thing. How do we know it's not something else in a woman's reproduction rather than her reproduction itself?
And that's definitely the limitation of the study. These are just associations, and we can't say that they're definitively the cause of mortality. There could be other underlying factors. We looked at the things we could measure in the study, but there could be other, even though we adjusted for education level, there could be other socioeconomic differences that we don't know. So basically, it's kind of just a starting point to identify the associations, but further research is definitely needed to look at the mechanisms that might link the reproductive factors to risk of mortality.
It doesn't deny that there might be factors such as those involved, but let's assume for a moment that once you remove those factors in terms of environment, how much education you've got, how much money your parents have got in their pocket and that sort of thing, that there's still an effect of reproduction. What could be causing this?
Well, I think probably the most reliable result, which is less likely to be influenced by those things, is the age at menarche, actually. And
age at first period.
Yes. And there's some interesting theories that if you have your age at first period at a younger age, that you might be more likely to be obese as an adult. And so that's definitely something worth studying more, the link between having an early period and obesity in adulthood and other related factors.
And we should just emphasize here, we're talking about all-cause mortality, but particularly cancer and heart disease. There wasn't much difference between the two.
So when we did look at some of the most common causes of mortality in our study, and we saw similar associations when we looked at total cancer and also circulatory system mortality.
Melissa, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Melissa Merritt is a cancer epidemiologist at Imperial College London.